Quebec, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into spring. We got a Kentucky Derby winner. We've got a Ravens schedule coming this week. We have potentially Adley Rutschman coming. And Dennis is getting out doing some fishing, having some fun. He'll be here on Thursday doing the Sunday Sports Voice. And you can follow him at D Colazzo Show out on the Twitter thing. We welcome Dennis Colazzo's back on from Coons, a Baltimore forward. And a dude, I had a great weekend. How are you doing? I mean, spring has sprung. I've caught a little bit of a cold, nothing COVID related, anything weird, but like spring and outside and nature and a whole new gig. I had a great weekend. I know you did too.
Yeah, you know what? It's just had a great weekend as well. My mother came up and showed us how to make baklava and curambieres and kuluria. So we made them from scratch. And
okay, so hold on. For the audience out there that might not have had John Rafalitis of Greektown as a roommate all those years, celebrating Greek Easters. You know, the best part of having a Greek roommate was the Greeks celebrate everything on a different day. So I get double holidays. I get double cooked. His grandmother would bring those curambietes to the house. I just called them powdered sugar cookies with like lemony, almondy. I don't know what they are. They're cookies. They're delicious. They're crunchy, but sometimes they have a little give to them. And sometimes I go over to Yaya's. There's a free plug. And all Greek people have a Yaya, but I go over to the Yaya's bakery right over there on Philadelphia Road. And I can't do too many of them. Don't be bringing me like a dozen. My son went over there to get me some. They brought me like 15 of them. I'm like, oh, time out.
Nestor, since I saw firsthand the ingredients that go in these things, I mean, a ton of sugar, a ton of honey, the calories. Oh, my God. I'm going to eat less of them going forward because they're just so high calorie.
When you make them, you respect them differently?
Yes. Yes. It's one thing to buy them from somebody else. It's one thing to make them from scratch yourself, pop them in the oven, watch them bake, come out. Take a bite. When you see like just the syrup alone for the baklava, Nestor, it was a half a pound of honey and 2 cups of sugar in water melted. That's
the
syrup.
But it tastes that way. Does it taste that way when you eat it?
Yes, but
it's like I love pecan pie, but I don't want to know what's in it. It's just a pound of sugar.
Nestor, 2 cups of sugar and a half a pound of honey. I can't wrap my mind around that. And it was delicious, but
now, hold on. You've been eating these desserts all of the 39 years you've been on the planet, right?
Yeah, 58 years on the planet. Because you eat them at birth. You know, at birth, you have baklava and curambieres and kuluria. Kuluria, of course, is the dipping cookie. You Greek people dip them in coffee and milk, whatever. And they are just delicious, but never made them before. Always ate them, never made them until the other day. And mother, 83 years old, full of energy, came in and strapped on.
All right, so I'm gonna share these pictures for anybody watching, just so we can see here. This is the baklava. Everybody's familiar with that. This underneath all of that powdered sugar is the curambietes. And these are like dipping sticks. You said they look like
pretzels. That's the kuluria. Yeah, they're just it's a flour sugary cookie that you just dip it in milk or coffee, and they soften up, and they're amazing. They really are.
I've never had one in my life. Now I want three.
Oh my God!
Royal Farms coffee right here. I'm like, oh, this is real coffee in here.
It would go really well with the Royal Farms coffee, Nestor, for sure. The nice thing is, if you ever want some, Nestor, I can bake them for you.
Okay, all right. So my wife, I want to tell you. I'll tell you about my weekend because I don't have a mother. I had three mothers and I don't have any mothers anymore. So God bless all of you. I'm not one of those guys on Mother's Day that spends the day crying or weirding out. I share the pictures. I just don't internalize it in that way anymore. I cried plenty when my father died. It took me years. You know, my mother, like all that. But I'm not a sad person on holiday. I'm not a sad person in general, right? No, what have you known me? How can I go on the radio and be sad?
You're not sad, but you know what? Your mother lived for a very long time, correct?
98 years.
98 years. Now, mine's 83. Years. Look, I pray I get 15 more with her. You know, tomorrow is a bonus for all of us. It's not given. It's not promised. It's not guaranteed. So the fact that I have mine today, it's a blessing. And you had yours for 98 years, which is a huge blessing.
Well, so I don't weird out like that, you know, in that way. My wife spent some time with her mom, FaceTime her family. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful holiday. Weather wasn't as cooperative as maybe we would have liked. We took the weekend and went to see John Mayer in Long Island, but I spent the day with Coach Trotz. And nice. I spent the most significant amount of time I have with his son, Nolan. And we watched the horse race together, and we had delicious Cuban food, and we ate, and we laughed, and we talked hockey, and we talked old stories. So like just catching up with people and visiting with people. And when you don't have a lot of family, you adopt friends, Greek friends on various holidays and all of that. My wife for Christmas last year bought a baking class with her sister. So they drove from New Hampshire over to Vermont. It's a famous mill in Vermont. I forgot the name of it, but she buys all of her flour goods from there. She did an all-day class on making pie, and they loved it so much that they did it again back in March. My wife went up there. They like to hike and do outdoor things, but they went back to Vermont again, whatever the $149, whatever they paid for the class for the day or whatever. They came back with cream puffs. Oh. So she learned how to make cream puffs. So like my wife has really gotten into baking. You're now 58.
Right. I need good to for you. Good for you that your
mother, how you did this with your mother.
Hey, good for you that your wife's into baking. I think you'll reap all the benefits, all the rewards of it. Plus, it's such a great social thing, especially when you bake together. You interact, you reminisce, you tell stories.
You've never baked with your mother in your life. You're 58 years old, Dennis.
Never. I've always worked. You know, I've worked a lot of hours, a lot of long hours, a lot of weekends, every holiday. So, no. I mean, I eat a lot. I still eat a lot.
Did this come together organically, or was this your mom's idea?
It was my idea. And a couple of months ago, she came over and she made pasticha with us, which was really a real treat. You know, it's the Greek lasagna. And then she said, I got to come over and we got to make desserts. That's the next thing. But there's still more desserts for us to make. There's galaktomburiko. There are different types of desserts that she can still make with us. So this
don't you
want to
do
extend.
That next weekend and take advantage of like right now that you start doing well, it, you get into the groove with it, right?
She said last night, can I spend the night with you guys? And I said, of course you can. So you know what? It's a good thing. It's a great thing. And I can't wait. She's trying to pass on her recipes to us. She understands, you know, she
God,
has a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we're writing
now
it down.
Now that my mother's gone, I can't say that you'll make me cry if you talk about this, but my wife and I, we go to Wise Markets the last couple of Christmases and we get the ham, right? And I promote the rewards points. It's 400 points. I usually have enough on my app. I got a ham, right? So we don't, it's just the two of us. I've made ham every Christmas since birth. And it used to be, I would invite friends over. We'd have a big party on Kane Street, drink beer, like all of that. But now we're at the point where like, do you want to get a small ham? Do we really need leftover ham? My wife makes, and you know this, my wife makes incredible soup, just incredible soups. My wife makes the best soups I've ever had in my life. I don't even know what she does. She's never made a bad batch of soup. She never knew she was good at making soup till she started making it maybe 7 or 8 years ago. Split pea, sausage and lentil, chicken noodle. Like, my wife makes the best soups in the world.
Does she make an avolemono? Does she make an avolemono, the egg and lemon soup, the Greek egg and lemon soup? So it's chicken noodle soup, basically, with eggs and lemon in it. It's amazing. It is terrific.
I want some.
Have her check out avolemono, egg and lemon soup.
So we started making soups, and my mother made a bean soup when I was a kid with ham, potatoes, carrots, and it's a very basic bean soup, but it's the fat lima beans, the butter beans, right? And I had a dear friend, Nick the Greek, who had the Town and Country Diner right on South Street across from the News American. Friday, he made the same lima bean soup, butter bean soup that my mother made. I haven't tasted my mother's bean soup in 30 years, right? My mother would make it when I was a kid. And I said to my wife, let's sit here and try to play with the recipe because my mom's dead. I don't know. We had to figure out how to make it. So we had to make it to taste to try to figure out how to recreate it. So when you're telling me that like your mom's alive and you're hanging out, are you videoing this?
No, but you know what? We took some video. We took pictures, lots of pictures, but we also wrote in a book.
Wrote everything down. Okay.
Wrote everything down. Yeah, by hand. So we have it. And she contributed some in her handwriting. And fortunately, I can still read Greek and write Greek. So I can. So this is she passed them down.
Well.
Yeah, she did. She fantastic mother. So she is. We're taking all this knowledge she has for the next generation. So when we have friends and family over, we can make, you know, we can make pasticho and baklava, and she's going to teach us how to make lukumadas, everything from A to Z, and her lamb fricassee that she makes, and the Greek lemon potatoes, all the good stuff.
Well, you know, Johnny Raff's grandmother, God rest her soul, I ate a lot of pastizio from that woman's kitchen in the 1980s and 1990s. That is colossus. I don't know how we got into this, but Derby weekend, incredible race.
That was Adley crazy, Rutschman's
coming up. The Ravens schedule's coming out. There's just spring is sprung. I'm having a good time, traveling around, spending. I'm strategically – And I may write about this at some point because I've started to write again. And I think, you know, when football season starts, I'm going to start writing about sports again. Twice a week, I'm going to write a traditional column. I've just decided that I need to write and emote in that way. But I would just say I think this year after the plague, and, you know, I did a lot of Tony Robbins lockdown when I birthed ball. All the more positive in the last couple of years. This part of my life, again, doing nothing but visiting with people I really like. And I don't feel anything weird or inevitable at 53, like my time's up or your time's up or anything like that. But I have literally gone through my ample Rolodex and said, who do I want to spend some time with? And how can I spend some time with them? And you're spending time with your mother because I don't have a mother. I don't have a father. You know what I mean? I'm looking for other people that are significant in my life to spend time with. There's nothing like spending time with your family on Mother's Day. And I know you've done that. But picking people, spending a day with Barry Trotz was like an unbelievable. We rode 5 hours through rain to get there. And by the time we got there, it was just the greatest thing we've ever done, spending a day with Coach Trotz and his wife, Kim.
It sounds like a great day on planet Earth, and sounds like you're just grateful for the life that you have. And that's, you're a happy person. You love writing. You're back to doing what you love doing. And I think that's a big key to being successful and happy in life, right? You get to do what you want. And that's a blessing in and of itself.
Well, I want to eat your cordambietes right now. Dennis is over at Coons for, give me the auto industry. Give me a little look. Cause I haven't hit you in a while on that. And my wife has been poking around. My wife, we drove to Long Island. She was looking at car. You know what I mean? Oh, there's, was that the one? Well,
she's car looking because there's usually one new car on every car lot. So she's not cars looking plural. They're still very scarce. This scarcity index is going to be around for the next at least 4 or 5 months. May even bleed into 2023 in Esther. So my recommendation, my advice to all of our listeners out there is order yourself a new vehicle. You can get your deposit back if your situation changes, but protect yourself in case of catastrophic loss. God forbid you get in a total loss accident. Maybe your engine goes up, your transmission, and it's not worth fixing your old vehicle, but order yourself a new vehicle. If you can get it for MSRP or less, that's a great deal. But this environment that we're in is going to continue well into the future.
Well, I got everybody fat here earlier. I got to tell everybody the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill Industries and Window Nation. We're going to the land of Kush next Wednesday. That's going to be on the 18th. Dennis, we're having a vegan crab cake. So I'm going the other way. Just one. Hey, I've had a lot of requests for
vegan crab cake.
We have people that, obviously you've seen the PETA signs all over town, right? So we have vegetarians, vegan, pescatarian. And then I've also had a few people tell me they're shellfish intolerant. They get sick, right?
Okay.
So I am doing, it's not a one-off. I'm going to do another one because there's another vegan crab cake over at the Art Museum. Everybody's told me that Gertrude's has an unbelievable one too. So I'm going to do it. But we're doing this next Wednesday. So I'm trying to slender down a little bit. I'm getting ready for this horse race next week, right? Luke keeps telling me Adley Rutschman could be up by the end of next week, right?
Okay.
I've talked baseball with you. We've talked about our roots in baseball, and we'll talk about the Ravens schedule. We'll talk about that on your show Thursday, right? But is there a point where Adley Rutschman will get you to the ballpark that if somebody – will there be any buzz in your dealership? Do you have five people that work at your dealership that still are crazy about the Orioles that if Elias on Monday says we're bringing Rutschman up Friday – come out to the ballpark. Do you really think, I'm asking, I don't know. Will there be in some way any fireworks over that the way maybe there was for Matt Wieters? Because there was for Matt Wieters. I know that.
Well, I think our crew is going to have a wait and see attitude. Let him come up. Does he assimilate right away to the major league level? If he has some success early on and if the team starts to win, then potentially you can have some people from our store attend some games. But I think it's going to be more of a wait and see attitude because there's just so much going on. I think we're more interested in the Ravens rookie mini camp right now, the horse race, the NBA playoffs. That's the buzz around here.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that to have buzz, there needs to be something to see, right? And
yes,
I don't know that this is one of the problems with baseball, right? Like, he's 24 years old. If he was something to see, they'd have brought him up 2 years ago. But the contracts and the lawyers and the agents and the unions and the clock time and like all that would not allow that. So there is this point where he probably should have been up all along. They, as a business, they need to bang pots and pans, right? Like, I went to the game Thursday. Did you know that?
Did not know that. Nope.
Well,
I must have missed it on Twitter.
So much like Leonard Raskin ran off to the Kentucky Derby like over the weekend. Friend of his called him, had tickets, boom, he goes, right?
Nice.
This is the same thing happened with me. Thursday, my wife and I were going to Baltimore homecoming. We had been invited to the new Lexington market, the opening of it. Baltimore homecoming is something that I have promoted. Nate Lowenthal, J.M. Shapiro, great Baltimore people, great families, landowners, Baltimore City people have put together this initiative over the last 5 years that they saw in Detroit, leadership, right? They saw that Baltimore people like Barry Levinson live other places. Michael Phelps live other places. Bring them back for a homecoming to see progress in Baltimore, because all you read is bad stuff, right? You know, so this event happened on Thursday. We were invited. It's at Lexington Market. I'm like, I'll get out and get a crab cake at Fadley's. They were participating in it, right? And I know of your heart for Lexington Market when you were a little boy going down there with your family and working as a kid too. So two of my dearest friends have deaf children. My one friend, Jody, I used to go to Oriole games with her in the 90s. She's from Pikesville. Her dad wrote a book called Rally Caps. And her both of her children were born deaf. And it's the first time I'd ever heard of cochlear implant, C-O-C-H-L-E-A-R, cochlear implant. Probably 15 years ago, her kids had them. Her husband was from Italy. She raised her family in Italy and still comes back to Baltimore probably twice a year. I feel like I've seen her enough in recent years. But she got very involved with this with Rally Caps. Then I have another friend with two boys who were both born deaf, who both have cochlear implants. I connected them online, but they had never met. They did a huge awareness with Major League Baseball through this Rally Caps movie and book that Steve Cutler, Jody's dad, wrote this book. And Thursday was their big night at the ballpark, where they had a young man who's ridden on a bike all over the country, raising money, who has cochlear implants throughout the first pitch. It was just a wonderful thing. Now, there are only 3,500 people there. Probably when they threw the first pitch out, there might have been 1,500 people in the stands. I mean, it was really something to see, Dennis. I mean, we got down there at 6 o'clock, went over to the ballpark. We were in the bowl of the stadium at 6:25 watching batting practice. There's literally a couple of hundred people there at 6:25, 6:30, and we're in the bowl. We were down at the cage. National anthem, there probably were 2,500 people in the stadium that night, you know? And so I got brought in from a charity. I want to support cochlear. I wound up going back to Lexington Market. I stayed for the first inning or two. My wife watched out on the rail. But Dennis, there's something about going down there and seeing that place that empty and thinking, if you took over that dealership, if I took over that dealership, right?
Opportunity, right? It screams opportunity.
But what would you do? What pots and pans do you make noise for? If you got a 1-1 coming up next week on Preakness Week, they better show me some sort of marketing that gets somebody like you there sniffing around being interested, not just the people in the baseball bubble. They're going to need them all too. But I'm really wondering, will this kid bring people out? I don't know. I think the city's much more enamored with Kyle Hamilton and Tyler Lindenbaum, right?
You're better off bringing people in for a dollar a ticket and letting them spend money on memorabilia and drinks and food and whatnot rather than having an empty stadium. So even if I had to drop my prices down to a dollar a ticket to get fannies in the seats, that's what I would do. Just top of my head.
Well, they did that the first month, the 1992 pricing. If they roll 1992 pricing in Adley Rutschman, they might get 41,000 people out there.
I would do it until I get enough people, and then I would start raising the prices accordingly. But I'd rather have fannies in the seats. They're going to spend money. They're going to buy something.
So your whole thing's about price point right now. Get people down.
Just get them in. You get them in, they'll, you know, and maybe become the habit at some point. And then when you start to slowly raise the price again appropriately, the ticket prices, when you have a compelling product, you're good. But to me right now, it's also not fair to the players either. The players didn't sign up to play in front of empty seats either. They don't have a home field advantage, right? So that's the other part of it. I'm sure that this is going to be a home game for a lot of opposing teams.
By the way, in the time we were on the air, and this is kind of incredible, right? Barry Trotz was just let go by the New York Islanders.
Wow.
So there's some breaking news. That's during this segment.
That's life. You know, that's what it is. It's life. Barry Trotz is a good man.
Oh, my God. Oh, and the laughs we had. My face hurts from laughing, but no laughs today if he was let go by the Islanders, and he was. Dennis is here. It's weird that we get a breaking thing happening on Twitter, but my dearest friend Lou Pellegrino, who's the world's biggest Islanders fan, who knew I was with the coach on Saturday, sent me a text. So change is inevitable, and it changed for the Orioles as well. Dennis, you're going to be here on Thursday. Nothing's going to change about that. We're going to have you here from 3 until 5. I'm looking forward to joining you, and we will have a Ravens schedule on Thursday night, which lets me know when I have to go to Cincinnati this year, right?
That's right. And me to Tampa Bay. Looking forward to it.
Tampa's your game?
Absolutely.
Not New Orleans, not Jacksonville, Tampa.
No, Jacksonville maybe. Yeah, that could be a good destination too. Hopefully it's in December. That way, get out of the cold for a few days while we're down there.
You talk about changing times. This weekend they ran that F1 in Miami against the Derby. And Tom Brady and Michael Jordan are at the F1.
Okay.
And there's all these stories about F1. Everybody can... Ain't my thing, but apparently a lot of people have adopted this thing, right?
Hey, to each his own, right? That's why we love sports.
David Bowie, changes. There you go. Dennis Colazos is here. He is The Colazo Show. You can find him out on Twitter. You can find him here on Thursday from 3 to 5. And, of course, every Sunday morning, Ravens schedule, Adley Rutschman, the Preakness winner, shipping to the Barnes at Pimlico. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.